We are starting off the work week with a decided chill in the air across the Northeast. Temperatures are running some 15 to 20 degrees below seasonable levels on this mid-May day. We're setting up for a cold night with temperatures dropping down to or below freezing in most areas, so we are expecting a region-wide frost and freeze, and then temperatures start to rebound. We're up into the 50s and 60s tomorrow. We'll have 60s region-wide on Wednesday, and we should warm into the 70s by Thursday. But in the short term, it's cool, with high temperatures struggling to reach 50 in many areas this afternoon. The normal high is 69 at Albany for this day, so we are way below normal. A gusty breeze has made it feel even cooler, and we've not really seen much sunshine today. Clouds have been dominant, with a few spotty showers from time to time, and some of those showers have fallen as snow showers in the typically colder locations. By tonight, we'll see this upper-level trough move off to the east and high pressure build in at the surface. That will tend to clear the sky. We'll have diminishing winds and pretty cold air come in as temperatures fall back into the 20s and 30s. So again, the Weather Service has posted frost advisories and freeze warnings across all areas where the growing season has started. Tomorrow starts off cold, but we will rebound nicely as temperatures climb up into the 50s and lower to mid-60s depending upon your location. It looks to be a pretty bright day as well. We'll call it mostly sunny. By Wednesday, a warm front will approach from the west, so sunshine in the morning will fade behind increasing clouds, and there might be some rain or shower activity, especially after lunchtime on Wednesday. Temperatures are expected to be in the 60s, and by Thursday, that warm front will have cleared the area, so temperatures at that time should push into the 70s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, widespread frost and freeze, low in the 20s and lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the mid-50s to around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, a widespread frost and freeze, low in the 20s and lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the mid-50s to around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, with areas of frost and freeze, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, high 60 to 65. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, widespread frost and freeze, low in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, increasing clouds, chance of rain during the afternoon, high in the 60s, and on Thursday, partly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.